a man with a hook for a hand, a woman who can't stop doing pull tabs, a white woman claiming self-identity, but you can still see her tan lines. To our relatives, the last, a journey into tribal terror. Gather, my friends, bring your cups of hot tea, day-old nachos, cookies freed from the work world. Tonight, Amerinda Radio Dramas and Comedies presents A Night of Terror. It came from across the big pond. Like many stories of terror on a reservation, they begin with the hero never expecting danger or other threats to happen. It is one of those days when the hero gets up, drinks some coffee, goes to a sister's house for a two-day Indian taco. But this is not one of those days. Young Myron Jackson is spending the night at his parents' modest two-bedroom house that sleeps eight. Myron is wrapped in quilts and is asleep on the couch. Suddenly, a large bang sound, and we hear the running footsteps of Ernie. He slams the door, his feet pounding the floor. He finally makes a running jump and dives on top of Myron.
Save me, cousin! Please save me!
What the?
Hey, this is my vest. How did you get it?
Borrowed it that one night. What time is it?
Time to start taking your cousin's stuff.
Time for you to go home so I can sleep.
Myron? Gee, Myron!
What's wrong with you?
Ooh, I give that dive a 6.
Betsy? Come on out of there, Betsy. I use natural gas to warm up those blankets.
Dang, Myron. No wonder no one wants to go camping with you. We gotta hide.
Hide?
I almost forgot. Myron!
What?
Hide!
Don't you two have your own piles at home you can play in?
Myron!
What is it, Ernie?
I see white people.
So, your cousin married a white girl from the cafe.
But this is different.
It is, Myron. I was out this morning and everything feels weird. It's like the time the white governor came for a visit and they had all those Secret Service men around. Indians are changing. You think you're in a village of wannabes.
Wait. Let's be sure it's him first. How do we know he's our cousin? Are you Myron Jackson?
What?
Are you Myron Jackson?
Yeah.
Cousin to Peter Nygaard, our first cousin?
What? Yeah, he's my cousin. Ernie, you're starting to get on my nerves.
Good. It's Myron.
Wait. You can't be sure.
You little shit! Ernie, I'm gonna kick your...
No, Myron! It's our identity test, and you passed! Betsy, help!
You're always playing around.
I didn't slap you that hard. That was a fry bread slap.
Myron, stop. We had to be sure it's you.
What the hell is going on?
We don't know.
And you slapped me for what reason?
No, listen, Myron. Something is very wrong.
Yeah, first off, I let this turd hit me.
No, people are changing. They aren't being the way they used to be.
Changing? You mean clothes?
No, there are these guys walking around dressed in dress pants and shirts.
Mormon missionaries, they're always walking around here.
No, they have black suits on.
Jehovah Witnesses.
Will you listen? They aren't missionaries or witnesses or FBI or federal marshals or BIA.
Well, what are they then?
We don't know.
What? Are you guys smoking something?
No.
Yes, but not recently. Okay. No.
So you have some guys in suits walking around the projects. That isn't anything new.
Yes, but when they go into a house, the family disappears. And when they show up, they're completely different.
Don't lie. Maybe they're rug cleaners. You rarely see those guys in the projects.
It's not funny. Stop laughing, Myron. She was telling you the truth.
How are people changing?
Vic Chambers. They went into his house, and after an hour, he came out with all of his dance outfit stuff, his camping things, His teepee poles?
He put all his things in a pile and set it on fire. He even stood there and cut his braids.
Don't lie.
I'm not. I saw it. When I asked him what he was doing, he just stood there and looked at me and asked me if this is weird. But he asked me if I would like to join him for some refreshing Kool-Aid and tuna fish sandwiches.
His dancing outfit, all of it. The eagle feather bustle too?
All of it. Then he started to talk about how he had to trim his lawn and maybe he should buy some of those little plastic gnomes at the hardware store. He took a weed chopper to those big sage brushes out in his backyard and Starvin' Marvin.
They went to see him?
Yes. He picked up his fancy backrest, his makeshift sweat, and loaded it all into his trailer and drove off. Has anybody noticed that weird music playing while I was talking?
You got your iPhone on?
Never mind. It's gone now.
Well, he wasn't from our people, so that really isn't anything new. Maybe he found people who would adopt him. That was one of Starvin' Marvin's goals.
And the smoke shack?
What about it?
They were in there last night for 4 hours. And this morning, I went there to get a coffee and sausage nachos, and it was turned into a milk bar.
Milk bar? They sell chocolate milk? I could go for some chocolate milk right about now.
I went in there this morning, and there are two of them behind the counter, wearing suits and sunglasses. They sell only milk. White milk, whole milk, 2%, 1% skim milk, but it is all white. No chocolate, no strawberry milk. Donuts are white. Even the milk duds are white.
Damn. Scary, huh?
Did they buy it? Buck Flynn was always talking about selling the smoke shack to the first person who offered him enough money. He said he was getting tired of selling smokes, scratch cards, and pop. You didn't see Buck?
He drove up in a red Toyota. He wasn't driving his big rig Ford. He was wearing slacks, slippers, and a pink Hello Kitty sweater.
Buck.
Don't answer it.
Why?
It could be them.
Myron! Oh.
Myron! Get the door! Nephew! I'm busy, so get the door!
What should I do? I'll go see.
Is it them?
I don't know. They look like well-dressed Mormons.
Get the door! Is there no one in my house? Did you finally wake up, Myron?
I'll go keep Auntie Carol quiet.
Don't open it, Myron.
Wait, let me see.
Hello. Can I talk to you today about being assimilated into the kingdom of...
Not today!
Edible fruits and puppies?
No, man.
Donald Trump Bibles. Won't burn your hands when you touch them.
Dude, get away from my door and house. I'll call the sheriff's department and tell them there's a white man trespassing.
Hey, Myron, did you hear that weird music just a few seconds ago?
No.
Auntie Carol, you were the cousin to my mom or third cousin?
We don't count our people.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
What's wrong, Auntie Carol?
This little shit tried to slap me in the kitchen. I stopped him, and I slapped him. We aren't white in this house. I think I'm gonna give him a couple of good hard ones to remember.
Sorry. But look at her. I thought they got to her, and she's changing.
I'm cooking fry bread. Now I need to go back there before I burn anything. Myron, keep this one in here.
Yes, Auntie. You're lucky my uncle isn't here.
I thought she was changing. I didn't even think of the fry bread.
You didn't smell the grease? Smell the flour?
I wasn't thinking about it, okay?
She decked you, huh?
No. Yeah.
Do you think those guys will come back?
I don't know. They didn't look that strange. Are you too sure there's something going on and these guys are the reason for it?
Yeah. It's like everybody is losing a part of themselves.
They change, Myron. They just aren't the same.
In this short of a time.
It's happening all over, Myron. My cousin in Wolf Point said everybody got rid of their dance outfits and burned them. They tore down things that were Indian.
I heard some people who had those huge satellite dishes in front of their houses went out and pointed those dishes straight up into the sky like they could hear something.
And there are dogs starting to talk? Cats had a 49 two nights ago and didn't invite the mice.
Really? Where'd you hear that?
I haven't. I'm just making it up.
Oh, well, don't do that. There are a lot of strange things happening, Myron.
I'm taking these over to the community hall. When I get back, I'll clean the kitchen. Myron, I want you to clean up out back. Get your motorbike parts straightened out. I don't want any of these little ones hurting themselves.
All right.
Auntie Carol.
What, Betsy?
You can't go.
What's wrong with you, Betsy?
The community hall is closed.
I know. I'm gonna open it when I get there.
Wait.
You stay there.
We heard there's a busted water pipe and they're trying to fix it right now.
No one told me. Did anybody call Myron?
No. I'll check the phone. No signal.
The lines are down. See? They are coming. They are coming. Well, they are.
Well, I should go over and see. Watch this one, nephew.
We can. Just stay here, Auntie Carol. We'll run over there in an hour and see what's happening.
Yeah.
An hour? I'm going now. I'll go and try to keep this bread warm.
I'll help. No? Okay.
You stay in here. Let me know when you kids are gonna go. Especially this one.
Why'd you say that?
You guys, we should have tried to keep her here, just in case.
In case of what?
The fry bread. No, I mean those guys.
This is getting messed up. I don't know if I should...
It's them!
Hide!
Hide? If it's them, they know we're here.
Oh, yeah. Ain't it?
Are you gonna open it, Myron? Please don't.
You have any weapons? I have some... lip balm that's 2 weeks old.
Weapons? Like what?
Check out the box. You've got to have something. Like... Oh, an old envelope. Some duct tape. Electrician tape. An old deer bone.
Bernie, knock it off.
Wait. I'm ready. My skillet will go blazing on those guys.
What are you gonna do with that? Make them some fried bologna?
I want some.
My auntie calls this an attitude adjuster. Just open the door.
Count of three. Three, two, one.
Get him!
Sit down, Bernie, just sit down.
Hello. Why don't we all just sit down? Myron Blue, yes?
Yeah.
And you are Betsy Two Robes, Ernie Jackson.
Who are you?
Be careful, gentlemen. Swift and clean. You, go check the back. You can start looking in that area. Remove anything that may impede the process. You know your assignments, now go and complete them.
Hey, what's going on?
You have the last house in the neighborhood. You've been selected for social gentrification and assimilation.
What?
They want to turn us white.
No! Oh, God, no! I can't turn white. My cousin Todd Jeremy did. Now, nobody will snag him.
You're part white now, Ernie.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
So am I.
I'm not.
Yes. Unfortunately, our program doesn't include you. You'll have to come with us.
Why?
This process will be simple and easier for you and him, but since she isn't, how does one say this, similar to you, our techniques have to be more focused. We'll have to take her to the center for a more intense process.
I didn't know Betsy was a full blood.
I'm part black.
Difficult to assimilate. Both races are difficult. If you were more like other ethnics, the process wouldn't be so difficult.
We found 75% of the personal materials that will have to be removed, cataloged, and burned. I suppose it had some cultural meaning.
Removed? Wait, you guys can't take our stuff.
Let's remove them first before you start resource removal.
We aren't going anywhere.
Help me, Myron. Don't let them take me.
Ernie, get over here. You aren't removing anyone from this house.
Myron, you two others, don't be so confrontational. This has happened so many times before throughout history. In fact, I know your Auntie Carol has gone through it once in her life.
What are you talking about?
Assimilation. Myron, this process is very subtle today. It isn't like in the past where people were starved, re-educated, infected, kidnapped, or murdered. This is a very gentle process where your people give up a little more of yourself and those around you so you can join the larger community. You want that, don't you? It would be so beneficial for you, your family, relatives, and even your friends to move around without any lingering suspicion or doubt.
You mean like going into a store and not be followed?
Yes, yes, that is just a minute example of what this will do for you. You've had to face so many microaggressions of racism, sexism, that will all change. We want the best for all of you, and the best is to finally become one of us.
We are going to cover us all white. Then I want to be a redhead like my cousin Jeff.
In a way, but you won't have all that difficult business of being sovereign, something you people wanted long ago, and when a little of it was given to you, there were so many problems created by it. Treaties, agreements, it was a huge legal mess. It never brought you and your people freedom. It took you so far away from us. There was no possibility of ever coming together to be one. Now we have something new that will help you become better situated in our society.
Whose society?
Mine, or ours, yours, it will be a better society. One where everyone flourishes and no one suffers from lack of resources or neglect.
You don't want us to be Native or Indian anymore.
They can't do that, can they?
We wanted you to be a part of us a long time ago. Your people were baptized, inducted, educated, cleaned up, but it didn't do a lot for your development of assimilation. These two new processes will help you regenerate a new interest and move the process scars. It isn't going to be painful. A little difficult for her, but we've designed this again specifically for your people.
Don't let them take me, Myron.
I won't.
Here, number three. This is the new image we have of you. Take a look. I think you'll enjoy them. They tested quite well with 40% of Americans. Bob, when we're done,
understand, sir.
What are these?
Are these supposed to be us?
They look like everybody else.
The way you people should have been over a century ago. Be thankful that we replaced the older processors. Upgrades are good for everybody.
I can't look like this.
Yes, that's why you have to come with us.
No way! They can't make anyone look this way.
We can. Call your aunt.
Auntie Carol?
Call her. I will. Carol Blue, please enter.
What the? What did you do to her?
My poor auntie. Auntie, please come back.
She looks like she works at the jewelry section at Penny's.
Auntie Carol?
She can't talk right now. Her speech component has to be changed and enhanced to provide acceptable female responses.
You can't do this. She's a member of the Nakota tribe.
Stop that.
She is Nakota.
Stop that. Stop saying that word.
Nakota. Lakota. Dakota.
Stop. Stop non-fully assimilated words.
She is Wodupna.
We can't pet be you? Oyate.
Leave us. Oyate.
Yeah. Enet.
Enet isn't a traditional word.
Enet? It isn't? Oh, bye, Brad.
That isn't a traditional word or food. Taniha.
What did you do?
As long as we keep a part of who and what we are, no one will ever change us.
And that concludes our story tonight. Remember, Native tribal people face all sorts of terror and horror daily. Join us again for another terrifying story from Amerinda Radio. Good night, good sleep, good food.